You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We got James working the dials. He's been doing an awesome job today. I got to tell you, the crew at Genesis Communications Network rocks. They make this show what it is. I know a bunch of you now want to probably smack them upside their head. No, you cannot blame them for the bad parts to the show. Only the good parts. They're responsible for the good parts. I'm the one responsible for the parts you don't like. All right, a lot to talk about today on the show. It's been interesting. We've been over the past couple hours, and anytime you miss an hour of the show, Genesis Communications Network has a really good website. I urge you to go to their website, and you could look at all the other shows, Alex Jones, Jason Lewis, Doug Steffen. I mean, really, really good shows Genesis Communications Network provides, so you could check out the other shows, and you could also find me. I'll be there smiling. Yeah, if you're like, well, you're smiling in your picture, you don't sound happy on air. I'm a happy girl in the pictures. I just complain about stuff on air, so I may sound grumpy, but I'm really, really nice, and I'm really, really happy. When I take a picture and they touch me up and they airbrush, you probably have to airbrush a smile in there. Anyway, you find me, and there's archives of the shows. So if I ever talk about something that I said on a previous hour and you're like, oh my gosh, I really need to hear Dr. Dahlia talk about that, that's how you could get my old shows. And we had talked about the history of lie detector tests, right? With the news today with Herman Cain saying, you know, he'll take a lie detector test, you know, regarding the accusers. We talked about the history of lie detector tests, how they work. We also talked about the history of fingerprints. I thought that was pretty, pretty cool. So I don't want to rehash that, but I do want to go through later this hour some history of kind of like a timeline of police technology. I just think that stuff is all cool. So we'll talk about that. Also, some health highlights and some medical news. Teenagers getting heart attacks from fake marijuana, Tylenol and asthma, artificial pancreas, kind of some interesting, cool stuff that we want to talk about. But what is the most cool are your medical questions. So I want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. All right, so I guess the asteroid went past us. Okay, they said scientists were thrilled. I don't know. They're showing the picture of this asteroid that flew by. It just looks like, you know what it looks like? A thimble. Remember when we played Monopoly? Right? It kind of looks like, to me, a fuzzy thimble. But you know what? As long as we weren't hit by it, great. I'm glad everybody looked at that. I'm glad, just, you know, make sure nothing else comes near us, please, because I don't like asteroids, and I was really, really scared, and I don't know if Bruce Willis is going to actually really want to go up, on the asteroid and put a nuclear bomb on there. I don't think so. I think he's expecting a child now with his new wife. So if we don't have Bruce Willis, I don't know who we'll have. I'm sure Viggo Mortensen, because he is just so burly. I think he would probably do something to save the earth. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Over break, I tried to sneak some Halloween candy. I know I'm a doctor and I'm supposed to be talking about health and good eating, but I mean, we still have gobs of Halloween candy. The problem is it's down to the York patties, the little Snicker minis, and some licorice. All the real good stuff is gone. I'm not saying York isn't good, but all the Kit Kats, the Hershey's, I mean, all of those are gone. So I went for the licorice, the strawberry licorice, and it's kind of stuck in my teeth. Not too good. All right, let's go right to medical news. Okay, so fake marijuana may actually trigger heart trouble. Now, you know, there's always been discussions. Can marijuana kill? I think it can. But, you know, I mean, I don't know of any marijuana deaths. I thought there were two reported in the past. I have not been able to come up with information on them. I would love to find out exactly, you know, if those two were real deaths by marijuana. But we do know there's been issues with the fake synthetic marijuana they call K2. I don't even know what the synthetic marijuana is made of. What I do know is a child died about a week ago. We talked about this on the show where, I'm burping up the licorice. Unfortunately, he breathed in the marijuana. He's only 13 years old, burned the insides of his lungs, ended up needing a lung transplant. The lung transplant was successful, but he was on such immunosuppressive drugs to keep the transplant from being rejected that his immune system went down, and then he ended up getting sick and dying. So that was a 13-year-old that died. Now here, these were three teenage boys, they say, suffered heart attacks. I mean, you don't see heart attacks in teenage boys, three, from smoking K2, a form of synthetic marijuana. Now, the EKGs showed that the troponin was high, because they were like, were there really heart attacks? Well, they said at first they didn't think so, but then they said they were. They said all reported smoking marijuana and K2, both the real and the fake stuff, a few days to a few weeks before the attack. One boy had a urine test that was actually negative for the synthetic, but the synthetic has a very short half-life, so it doesn't last in your system as long as marijuana. Marijuana lasts, I think, about 30 days in the urine. We talked about that on the show, drugs and how long they last. I probably shouldn't have done that because people are probably trying to figure out how to pass their drug test. All right, all the boys came up negative for other drugs, no cocaine, no speed. So, you know, they kind of concluded it was probably the K2 because these newer synthetic cannabinoids may mess with the heart. They even think it could cause seizure. So you have to know what your kids are doing. Just because something is fake pot doesn't mean it's safe. Okay? I know people are probably thinking, well, it's like the saccharin. You aren't supposed to be breathing stuff in. You aren't supposed to be swallowing stuff. You aren't supposed to be injecting stuff. We need to teach these kids. I mean, these kids, they're just kids. And last week, a 13-year-old, what is that, an eighth grader? They're babies. Some of them are barely starting puberty, and they're putting this crap in their system. So, parents, just watch what they're doing. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Jason Lewis here with the holidays just around the corner. Be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com, and of course, please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. So I guess they say Conrad Murray right now is on suicide watch in jail. And I was like, really, suicide watch? I didn't think, you know, that would be the case, because I thought he was going to go straight for appeal, and it sounds like he is. But, you know, I did find it a little bit odd, even though I agree with the verdict, okay? I agree with the, involuntary manslaughter verdict that I didn't think he needed to be handcuffed and thrown right into jail. I mean, that kind of didn't make sense. I mean, you know, what happened with Michael Jackson was a horrible tragedy, but it's not like he's running around giving propofol, like running around with a syringe, giving it to people. So I really don't understand why they had to handcuff him and, you know, throw him right in jail. So I kind of found that a little odd. It'll be interesting to see what the appeal brings. I think there was a lot of media frenzy because people just love the whole, trial thing. And I think the O.J. Simpson trial was so epic that, you know, people want to recreate that type of excitement. And, even though it was very, very tragic and very sad for the family, I, you know, I don't think it got the same media attention that OJ did. And I know a lot of people were disappointed by that, but I think we're kind of missing the point. Okay, a man died. Something very reckless happened. You know, dramatics aside, I think things went the way they should be from a legal standpoint. We talked about involuntary manslaughter last night on the show. Of course, many of us are concerned that this is going to extrapolate to less severe cases. You know, I mean, a death of somebody in the middle of a legal act, you know, that could include, which I think incorrectly would include, you know, many malpractice cases. And there already have been doctors where criminal charges, where they had to face criminal charges after a patient they'd been taking care of died. And so, you know, this could open up a whole can of worms. Even though, like I said, this particular case, which was a very, very unique, crazy case of somebody administering propofol in someone's house without monitoring equipment, you know, it shouldn't hopefully be a precedent, but it could. You know, when these legal cases go, it could. All right. So we were talking about earlier today how, you know, Herman Cain had offered to take a lie detector test. You know, with the accusations that were being done by, you know, these four women. And, you know, he said, I'll take one if I have to. So we talked about lie detector tests and how some of the technology or the thoughts behind it started back in the 1890s, where, you know, researchers realized that blood pressure goes up when you lie. So, you know, it dates back to then. And then in the 1920s, I don't want to go through the whole timeline, but that's when they really start to go into fruition, where they found that blood pressure and heart rate and you know, they could actually see certain body changes. And the present-day lie detector checks sweating, checks breathing rate, heart rate, and blood pressure. And so, you know, people trying to beat it, they try to put, you know, antiperspirant on their hands. You know, they try to play around during the control questions that you get in the beginning to get your baseline. But, you know, fascinating stuff. How if people lie, you know, supposedly they have changes in their perspiration, they have changes in their heart rate and blood pressure. It's not foolproof, but it's kind of interesting. So, you know, lie detectors date back, you know, the thought from the 1890s. Now, fingerprints. We talked about fingerprints a little bit. You know, somebody had asked me if identical twins have the same fingerprints, and they don't. Identical twins will have different fingerprints. So we don't believe the fingerprints so much was made from the DNA when the egg split into two, but they believe that the fingerprints are from the deep basal layer of the skin, and the folds and, start at the lower layers. That's why if you ever, you know, burn the tip of your finger, usually, you know, the skin grows back with the same fingerprint because the basal layer of the skin is too low to have been damaged by most injuries. Of course, a very, very horrible injury, then, yeah, you can, you know, probably get, I mean, if it goes below, maybe all the way to the bone. But usually when the skin grows, the skin has that propensity to do that, those swirls. And, you know, so we talked about fingerprints, you know, back in Babylonian times, you know, they realized they could use that as a form of, you know, like a sealing of the deal type of thing, but they didn't really use that for identification, till later. And in fact, Charles Darwin's cousin did a lot of work and research with it. So, you know, kind of interesting. Now, the Bertillon system was done before the police took on, fingerprints. And the Bertillon system back in the late 1800s, what that did is it kind of measured certain parts of the body, face, arm, fingers, and they found that people would have very distinct measurements that wouldn't change. You know, your arches in your face and the length of your middle finger really wouldn't change with age. Yes, your back, your height does, because you get shorter as we age and the discs between the vertebrae desiccate, but your middle finger length doesn't really change in age. You know, so if you could drive to work and you could flip somebody off three lanes away, you could probably still do that when you're 90. So the Bertillon system was used. So I just want to quickly go back through police technology. I mean, interesting stuff really quickly here. And I'm getting this from about.com. This is cool stuff. Back in the 1850s, the first multi-shot pistol produced by Samuel Colt, right? Sounds familiar, Colt, goes into mass production. The weapon is adopted by the Texas Rangers and thereafter by police departments nationwide. Whew, Texas Ranger. All right. 1854 to 59, San Francisco is the site of one of the earliest uses of systematic photography for criminal identification. So they started to use, you know, photography then, in terms of their criminal IDs. Interesting stuff. 1962, inventor W.V. Adams patented handcuffs that used the adjustable ratchets. These were the first, this is the first time we saw what was later our modern handcuff. That was back in 1862. All right, 1877, fire and police in Albany, New York started to use the telegraph. Then in 1878, they started to use a telephone in police precinct houses in Washington, D.C. That was 1878 they were using a telephone. 1888 is when Chicago started to use that Bertillon system of identification. Bertillon was a French criminologist, used the techniques, again, of the human measurement. Again, they used that up until the point where they started to use the fingerprints. 1901, Scotland Yard adopts a fingerprint classification system devised by Sir Edward Richard Henry. All right. Then in 1910, I believe the first police department crime laboratory was established in Lyon, France. That was in 1910. 1923, LAPD establishes the first police department laboratory in the U.S. That was 1923. Then Pennsylvania State Police used teletype that same year. Detroit Police in 1928 started using the one-way radio. And then in 1934, Boston police started using the two-way radio. So two-way radio started to be used in, police work in the 30s. And then in the 1930s is when the police actually started to really use the automobile. They weren't really using them in the 20s, usually in the 30s. Then the polygraph was being developed, which is the lie detector test, in police stations in 1930. So even though there was a lot of research with the lie detector test back in the 1800s, it really wasn't until 1930 that they started to actually use it. And I believe they tested blood pressure at the time and heart rate. I don't think they tested muscle measurements and all that. The 1932 FBI inaugurates its crime lab, which, of course, is world-renowned. Radar is introduced into traffic law enforcement in 1948. That's one radar. So I would have gotten speeding tickets back in the 40s. Then American Academy of Forensic Sciences is born. And then let me see, 1955, they start using electronic data processing machine. Then, in 1958, this is cool. You know that side handle baton? The baton that has that 90-degree side handle? They found that it was very versatile, very effective. And it was actually a former Marine that invented that. And they still use those baton today. Then dispatching systems started in the 1960s. What other cool stuff? Now, what was also very interesting is 911. 911 started in 1968. All right? AT&T announces it will establish a special number 911 for emergency calls to police, fire, and other emergency services. So that started in 1968. All right. Also, in the 60s, that's when a lot of riot control technologies were developed, like revolvers, batons, rubber and plastic bullets, dart guns, veterinarian's tranquilizer gun that injected a gun when fired. The Volt, the tasers, technology was starting to develop back then in the 1960s because of all the riots. And then, of course, in the 70s, computers were starting to be used in the U.S. police departments for dispatch, etc. And the rest is history, but 911 in the 80s, police were able to find out where the 911 call originated. So really, really cool stuff. All right, when we come back, let's get back to medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You know, there was a kid that threw a temper tantrum on a bus, but this temper tantrum was so bad, it landed her in jail. All right? This is a girl in Florida, only 9 years old. That's it. Just 9 years old on the school bus. All right? Starts spitting at the bus driver. Throws a chair at the cops after she threatens to kill them. Apparently what had happened is she got upset on the bus when she was told she wasn't allowed to eat candy on the bus. And then she just couldn't be calmed down. So she gets off the bus, the police show up, and then it just gets worse. She throws asphalt at everyone. I don't know where she got the asphalt. I don't know how she could lift that, but and then she starts cussing at them, I mean using the F word. Then she throws an aluminum patio chair, and she actually ends up going to jail with these charges: resisting arrest with violence, battery on a law enforcement officer, throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle. Asphalt is a deadly missile. And then while she's in jail, she's banging her head against the wall. Now mom says she's schizophrenic, and she could get aggressive if she doesn't take her medication. Well, but whoa. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's a pretty debilitating. All right, so anyway, she's in home detention now for 21 days. She's been handed over to her parents. See, the cops probably didn't want to deal with her, you know? Oh, my gosh. Do they try a 9-year-old like that? I mean, wow, she's probably going to have home visits. They're probably going to have to make sure she medicates. But wow, I really don't usually see that many schizophrenics that violent, and especially at 9 years old. Interesting stuff. I got to lots of law stuff. You know, like with the whole Conrad Murray and, you know, Herman Cain. You know, it's interesting. With Herman Cain today, you know, like we talked about, he said, you know, he'd be willing to take a lie detector test. And, you know, with Miss Sharon Bialek's claims that she had not been working for the National Restaurant Association, but I guess she was interested in a job. They go to dinner. She comes to town. They go to dinner. And then I believe while in the car, he, you know, puts his hand on her leg and goes up her skirt, she claims. And then, you know, within that same time was talking about, well, you want a job. Again, you know, all this is alleged. But, you know, you wonder, I mean, if this was a sexual harassment, I mean, is that a crime? You know, if it turns out, you know, he didn't do that in discussing a job, he hit on her. You know, I mean, I'm sure Bill Clinton hit on women. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I mean, if neither were married and, you know, when is it a crime? You know, I mean, if it's true sexual harassment, that's one thing. But if a lot of what she alleged ends up being proved it's not true, I mean, people hit on each other a lot. I don't think that was proper. Romantic overtures. I guess she claims he also took her head and tried to bring it down to his crotch. I mean, that's, I don't think the most romantic overture. I think that's, you know, I think guys really, you could probably come up with something better than that. But, you wonder, I'm sure many of you thinking about now going into public office, you're probably thinking back going, you know, in my crazy younger days, was I too horny? Was I too aggressive or assertive? Again, you can't be doing this stuff with coworkers. There can't be any idea of a colleague or a future job within the vicinity, because somebody could claim later that was sexual harassment. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with these, you know, and how Herman Cain handles himself. I mean, I like Herman Cain. I've liked him ever since he's been in radio. I've known about him for a while. I've been a huge fan of his. You know, this news, you know, did kind of come as a shock, and I'm just kind of watching this and seeing how it pans out. But I never saw, you know, President Clinton raked over the coals either. And I know there was issues with Jennifer Flowers and stuff. So it's kind of, it's kind of interesting to watch. And, you know, I have no idea what's true or not, what's going on. But what I do know is any of you listening and any of you that are thinking about, just even if it's not public office, just think this is somebody that you may be working with or someone you may have a business relationship with, hands off, which is very tough because many people date and eventually marry within their work. You know, I mean, that is so gray. That area is so gray. Yeah, I mean, so many people they meet at work and they flirt and they date and sometimes it goes well. And sometimes it doesn't. What do you do? Are we supposed to be paranoid now? I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel grateful. I'm not a guy. I mean, I'm sure, you know, women sexually harass also, which is wrong. But I just, you know, I don't know what I would do if I was a single guy and, you know, I'm at work and you know, there's some chemistry with somebody. I mean, what do you do? What do you do? Now, we were always taught in medical school, don't date people in medical school. But I know people did. I mean, you know, people did, and I know people flirted with each other and, you know, sent suggestive messages and notes to each other. We didn't text at the time. We didn't have that. And, you know, I didn't really see anything happen with it. I don't really know of many cases where you'd have sexual harassment between each student. But, you know, a lot of doctors, you know, they fall for nurses, and nurses fall for doctors. And you just wonder, I mean, how do you, is there a way to protect yourself? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. How do you protect yourself? It's interesting. I have a lot of people that are newly single. You know, they've just gotten a divorce, and they're out there now, and they're like, well, Dahlia, how do I meet people? You know, I go to work, and I go home. I really don't want to go to a bar. How do I bring it up at work? You know, maybe you don't find people at work. You know, but it's kind of an issue that I think really needs to be addressed, and we need to be, told what's okay and what's not. Because if somebody decides to, if the relationship goes bad, can they turn around and say, you sexually harassed them? I mean, if you do start dating somebody, do you have witnesses or do you have your datee put in writing you're dating, such that it can't come back to haunt you where you assaulted the person? I mean, I don't know. There's got to be an easy answer. But, you know, many of us, once we're out of school, it's very hard to meet people. You know, very hard to date. The dating scene is a heck of a lot harder once you're out of high school, once you're out of college, once you're out of the whole club scene in your 20s. You know, I mean, yeah, you could be in your 40s or 50s and start going to the clubs, but that may not be how you want to meet people. So that's why these dating websites just ignited. I mean, and we've talked about dating websites of the different kinds. You know, there's Trekkie websites. You know, if you're really into Star Trek, you can find somebody else into Star Trek. I think that's cool. I think there's one that's Meet an Inmate. All right, if you want to meet somebody in jail, don't ask. There's like an asexual website we talked about where it's people that just want a platonic relationship. I don't know how popular that one is. These dating websites just ignited for people that, you know, don't really want to do the whole dating scene. But I don't have an answer for that. That's got to be tough. If you fall for somebody at work, how do you proceed with that relationship and then protect yourself from anything going sour, unless what it has to be is a lateral type of employee. The only problem is, there could be sexual harassment charges with lateral employees, you know, in your same. I mean, if you're sending emails to somebody that could be suggestive, or sending love notes or I want you after work, you know, they could keep that and say, but we never dated. I don't know. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So just be careful out there. Maybe, have a judge, right, have both of you have a notarized form saying we're officially dating. Can't hold this against me. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about artificial pancreases and other medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. Dr. Dahlia, is there any way I can lower my blood pressure without taking medication? All right, blood pressure. We talk about blood pressure a lot, and I've talked about how many blood pressure issues are genetic. Okay, you know, we're able to maintain our blood pressure when we're younger, and then all of a sudden we get to a certain age and the blood pressure spikes or just gradually increases. And we talked about the different mechanisms. Sometimes your heart rate could go up. Sometimes you retain too much fluid. Sometimes your arteries stiffen. So when you beat against the stiffened arteries, it raises the pressure. And then sometimes it's a mechanism, a hormone system monitored by the kidneys that just seem to kind of go haywire. So, you know, even though we always want you to do things on your own, when it comes to blood pressure, doctors are going to be a little bit more quick to treat. Because, of course, high blood pressure could lead to heart attack. It could lead to stroke. It could lead to blindness. There's so many issues with blood pressure. So we really don't like to mess around with it. We really don't. However, I think there are a lot of things you could try if your blood pressure is only borderline high. And talk to your doctor about this first. Because if you're very high, you know, we need to We need to start treating. But if you're kind of borderline high, the first thing I always recommend is cut back on the alcohol. Alcohol raises your blood pressure. It does, especially the systolic, the top number. And you can't be drinking and trying to remain normotensive. It just doesn't work. I also recommend eating healthy, of course. But potassium-rich foods. We've been talking about potassium-rich foods probably for years, but we haven't realized it was because of the potassium. We just said, all right, fruits and vegetables. Well, the potassium is very, very helpful, and it's been shown to help lower blood pressure. So I think potassium-rich foods are very important. You got to avoid caffeine also. You know, I told you to avoid alcohol. You got to also avoid caffeine. If you're a big coffee drinker, big tea drinker, that could also raise your blood pressure. You also have to avoid any stimulants. I mean, if you like taking diet pills, I mean, if you like cocaine, if you like meth, your blood pressure is going to be high. So any sort of stimulant. Of course, exercise. Exercise lowers your blood pressure. Very important. Exercise is probably one of the best things you could do for your blood pressure. Now, of course, if your blood pressure is in stroke range at 200 over, 150, see your doctor first. But for mild blood pressure, exercise is important. You know, sometimes you talk about dark chocolate. Eat some dark chocolate for blood pressure. I know there's been a lot of studies talking about how dark chocolate is healthy. The problem is the dark chocolate they're talking about is the very, very bitter dark chocolate. It's not the yummy, yummy, sweeter kind. Because remember, the more sweet it is, the more milk and the less true dark chocolate it is. So, you know, eating a bunch of Hershey's Dark, even though I think Hershey's Dark is absolutely delicious, may not do the trick. It may actually increase your blood sugar. And that could also, you know, increase blood pressure too. So just, you know, make sure if you're going to do the dark chocolate, it's kind of the real, real dark chocolate. You know, relaxation techniques, you know, sometimes family, you know, in-laws, you know, that could always raise the blood pressure. Make sure you're having fun. Make sure your life isn't just all work. Make sure you're having fun. But I think one of the biggest things that we could do is evaluate our sleep and our snoring. Many people with sleep apnea have high blood pressure. If they cut off the air when they sleep, it makes your system weak and you can't maintain your blood pressure as well. So I strongly urge being evaluated for sleep apnea, because I have had some people where their blood pressure improved when they got the mask, because they were getting more oxygen at night, because less oxygen was a stress to the body. So that's also something that I would recommend. And then, you know, one other thing I want to say before I switch subjects is I did have one gentleman where I could not control his blood pressure. It was one of the very few times I had to say, I can't do this. So I got the help of a cardiologist and he couldn't either. And then, you know, I talked to him and I go, you know, you're always kind of joking when you come in here, but are you high strung? He goes, yes, I'm very high strung. And I want to just try something with you. I know you're not depressed, but I'm going to try one of the quote unquote antidepressants, even though I don't think you're depressed. I want to just see if maybe raising your serotonin helps. The guy dropped 20 to 30 points with his blood pressure almost instantaneously with these medications. Now, I'm not saying everybody with high blood pressure needs to go on Prozac or Zoloft or Lexapro, et cetera, but maybe for him, he internalized so gosh darn much that he was always on hyperdrive. And then we were able to start cutting down on his medicine. Oh, and of course, finally lose weight. You know, losing weight helps your blood pressure. But see, here's the thing. I have a lot of people where their blood pressure is kind of floating around the 150s. And honestly, anything beyond 135 over 85, I think is too high. So, you know, they're in their 150s and they go, Dahlia, don't start treating me with blood pressure medicine because I'll lose weight. Well, 6 months goes by, a year goes by, 2 years go by, and they never lost a weight. So, I recommend to medical students and to other doctors, start treating the blood pressure, because for every day your blood pressure is high, you could be damaging your eyes, damaging your kidneys, damaging your heart, etc. Get you down, and then if it looks like as you're losing weight, we could start cutting back on the medicine, then we could do that. All right? Okay, so that's enough with blood pressure. Keep the questions coming, though. Great email. That was a wonderful question. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so artificial pancreas may be on the horizon. Now, I know some of you are thinking, whoa, pancreas is that juicy pink organ that you have in the body that shoots out hormones to the stomach, or artificial, is it going to be plastic? Well, actually, what they're saying is there's going to be like a quote-unquote artificial pancreas that will be able to determine how much insulin your body needs and then turns around and then shoots that perfect amount of insulin into your body, but it would be external. Already they've been kind of playing around with that. You know, we know how to monitor blood sugar, right? We've been poking people's fingers, etc. There's been these little, you know, device monitors that can actually monitor blood sugar every 5 minutes, see that the levels go up and down. And there's been insulin pumps where you could, you know, decide how much insulin to go in. Well, what they want to do is to combine the two technologies such that it automatically checks your blood sugar. Right? Because remember, insulin has to go into the bloodstream. So they already have the sensor in the bloodstream. So the sensor checks your blood sugar, decides if you need insulin, and then boom, shoots the insulin into it, into your body. Now, I mean, God help you if this machine malfunctions. But, you know, if they could do a continuous glucose monitor, you know, have the display, you're watching it, so you could actually stop it, that would be some cool stuff. Remember, 1 in 3 of us get diabetes. That is a lot. That is just way too many. So, and the numbers are going to go up because we're living older now. You know, we are older. I mean, look at the gentleman that discovered the MRI, the gentleman that designed the MRI just died. I don't have the information in front of me. I'm sorry. May he rest in peace. But, Norman Ramsay, Nobel winner whose work actually led to MRI machines, he died. He was age 96. And then Andy Rooney was age 92. We're living longer. And it's not just women living longer. Men are living longer. Now, the reason why the average age and life expectancy is still kind of low is you still get the 40-year-old that gets a heart attack, 50-year-old that gets a heart attack. We still have cancer. But if we lick cancer and we prevent the heart attack, we're seeing men live well into their 90s. So if people are going to start living until their 90s, then the life expectancy is going to move up to 80, which I predict in the next 5 to 10 years, life expectancy is going to be up to the 80s. Then we're going to see more and more diabetics. Because, you know, after a while, your body does not maintain blood sugar. You know, it's interesting. Many of my 80, 90-year-old patients, they have blood pressure problems. And the family's like, I don't understand. They've been healthy. I mean, their whole life, nothing's been wrong. Because at that age, a lot of times the body can't maintain it. You know, it's not the most horrible thing, but we have to make sure that we maintain that blood pressure. Because, you know, I'll have, you know, children ask me, look, you know, my mom, you know, she has her mammogram. She has a colonoscopy. She doesn't have cancer. How is she going to leave this earth? And how many of these people that have been pretty healthy and have good genes leave this earth is the blood pressure starts to spike. They end up getting a stroke. So blood pressure and diabetes seems to be our main concerns when you get to that age. And we have to control it. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow when we come back more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Of course, call in with your questions. You all be safe. I'm out of here.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.